Okay, since the first story that I think I told you was the three bears, I think that's the one I'll start out with. Okay? Do you remember how much fun we used to have with the three bears? Oh boy, that was fun, wasn't it? Remember how you used to giggle? Well, okay, you giggle now when you think it's funny and when you remember things that when Grandma used to tell you the story when she was laying beside you. Okay, once upon a time, there were three bears. There was the Papa Bear and the Mama Bear and a little tiny baby bear. Well, one day, the Mama Bear made some cereal for their breakfast, and it was too hot. Ooh, it burned their tongues and their tummies. So they decided to go for a walk in the woods while it was getting cooled off. And so they went out the door and went for a walk in the woods. Well, that very same morning, there was a little girl whose name was Goldilocks. And her name was Goldilocks because she had golden hair. It was all put in ringlets all around her head. A very pretty little girl. Pretty little girl like Erin. But you know what she didn't do? She didn't mind her mother very good sometimes. And this particular day, she went out of the house without asking her mother. She decided that she wanted to go for a walk in the woods. And she didn't tell her mother where she was going. She didn't even ask if she could go. She just went. And as she was walking through the woods, she saw this cute little house. And she thought, I wonder who lives there. I guess I'll just go see. So she walked up to the door, and she knocked on the door. Okay, Erin, let's knock on the door like we used to. Knock, knock, knock. And nobody came. So she knocked on the door again. Knock, knock, knock. Still nobody came. And so she tried to open the door. And the bears hadn't locked the door because they trusted everybody. But she just walked right in. That was another thing that wasn't very nice, wasn't it? Because you never walk into somebody's house unless you knock. And they invite you in. And if they're not home, then you go back another time. You don't ever walk into somebody's house who isn't home. So then she went on in the house and looked around. The first thing she saw were three bowls of cereal. She saw the great big Papa Bear bowl cereal, great big bowl. And she saw a medium-sized bowl of cereal for Mama Bear. She saw a little teeny bowl for the little baby bear. Well, she tasted the Papa Bear's cereal, and it was too... What was it, Erin? It was too what? You're right! It was too hot! And then she tasted the Mama Bear's cereal, and it was too cold. And then she tasted the baby bear cereal, and it was just... What was it? You're right, it was just right. And so she ate it all gone. She didn't even leave a little bit. She ate every bit of it. And then she went and looked in the living room, and she saw three chairs. She sat down on the great big chair, and it was too hard. You're right, it was too hard. Hurt her bottom, didn't it? Then she sat down on the Mama Bear's chair, and it had all kinds of cushions on it, and it was too soft. She didn't like that at all. So then she sat down on the Baby Bear's chair, and it was a rocking chair. And oh, it just felt so good. And it was a little small for her, but she decided to rock in it. And she rocked and she rocked and she rocked. And she wasn't very careful. And she broke it all to pieces. Oh boy, this Goldilocks, she's doing a lot of things that aren't very nice, isn't she? Well, then she decided she was really tired, so she'd go upstairs and see what was upstairs. And she saw three beds up there. And she laid down on the great big bed. And it was too high at the head. And then she laid down on the medium-sized bed. That was the mama bear's bed. And it was too low at the foot. And then she laid down on the little baby bear's bed. Oh, and that felt just right. And she was so tired that she just snuggled right up and went right to sleep. Well, she'd been sleeping for a little while when the bears decided their cereal was probably cool enough to eat now. So they came home and they went into the kitchen to sit down and eat their cereal. And the papa bear could tell that somebody had been eating his cereal because the spoon was in his cereal. And he said, "Oh boy, are you ready for this, Aaron? Hold your ears." He said, "Who's been eating my cereal?" And then the mama bear looked at her bowl, and she could tell somebody had been eating her cereal too. And she said, "And someone's been eating my cereal." And then the baby bear looked at his bowl. There wasn't anything in it. And he said, "Somebody's been eating my cereal and ate it all up." So then they went into the living room. And the papa bear looked at his chair. And the cushion was kind of crooked. And he knew somebody had been sitting in his chair. He said, "Hold your ears again.
Somebody's been sitting in my chair."
And the mama bear said, because the cushions on hers were all messed up, she said, "Somebody's been sitting in my chair." Oh, and then the baby bear looked at his chair that was just a bunch of boards on the floor. And he felt so bad. And he said, "Somebody's been sitting on my chair and broke it all to pieces." Well, then they decided to go upstairs to see if they could find somebody up there. And they went up the stairs, and the papa bear could see that his bed was all messed up. And he said, "Oh, watch out now.
Somebody's been sleeping in my bed."
And the mama bear said, "And somebody's been sleeping in my bed." And then the baby bear, he was so excited, but he wasn't crying this time. He said, "Somebody's been sleeping in my bed. And here she is." Oh, the papa bear and mama bear rushed right over there. And the papa bear looked at Goldilocks and he said, what did he say, Aaron? Come on, you say it with me. He said,
"Let's eat her."
And the mama bear said, "Let's eat her." And the baby bear said, "Oh, no. Let's kiss her and send her home." Well, when... Oh, yes. And we always say, and not eat her, huh, Aaron? Well, then... Goldilocks could... When she heard Papa Bear's voice, she thought it was thunder. And then when she heard the Mama Bear's voice, she thought it was her mama talking to her. And then when she heard the baby bear's voice in his little tiny high voice, she didn't know what it was. And it made her wake up. and she looked up and saw those three bears, she was kind of frightened. So she just jumped out of bed, jumped out on the window onto the roof, off of the roof onto the ground, and hurried home as fast as she could. Oh, she was so scared. And do you know what? She decided that she should never run away from home again, and that she needed to always ask her mother. She mustn't go into people's houses without being asked, and that she must take care of other people's things. She learned some good lessons, didn't she? Okay, should we try another one? I think the next one that you used to enjoy was the three billy goat gruffs. I think you liked that one almost as well as the three bears when we remembered to tell you that one, didn't you? Well, the story of the three billy goat gruffs is a story about three goats. They lived on a hill, and they had lots of nice green grass to eat. But pretty soon the grass was all gone on that hill, and over on the other hill there was all kinds of green grass to eat. Well, they couldn't go over on that other hill because there was a mean old troll that lived over there. Oh, Grandma made a mistake. There was a mean old troll that lived under the bridge. Do you remember what a troll was? That was an old, ugly man that everybody was afraid of because he was big and ugly and ornery and mean. Oh, and so none of the goats nor none of their friends ever dared go over that bridge. And here all that luscious green grass was over there just waiting to be eaten. And they were getting kind of hungry because they had eaten the grass all off of their hill. What were they going to do? So they got their heads together one day, and they decided on a plan. They decided they had to try to figure something out, and maybe this just might work. Remember, I told you there were three of them. There was a great big billy goat, and a middle-sized billy goat, and a little teeny tiny billy goat. Well, the little tiny billy goat was the one who went across first. Oh, he was brave, wasn't he? Well, here he went. Here he went across the bridge. He went clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. And then all of a sudden, he heard a loud voice saying,
"Who's going over my bridge?"
And Billy Billy Goat said, "It is I, Little Billy Goat Gruff." Mean old troll says,
"Well, I'm coming up to eat you."
And the little billy goat said, "Oh no, Mr. Troll, you wouldn't want to eat me. I'm just a little tiny billy goat. And right behind me is a bigger billy goat coming. And if you eat me, you won't be hungry for him, and he would taste much better." So the troll thought about it for a few minutes, and he said, "Okay then, be off with you." So clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. There he went over on the other side of the bridge and started eating the green grass on the other hill. Well, a few minutes later, here came the middle-sized billy goat gruff. He started to cross the bridge, and he goes clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. And all of a sudden, he heard a voice say,
"Who's going over my bridge?"
And the middle-sized billy goat gruff said, "It is I, middle-sized billy goat gruff." He says,
"I I'm coming up.
And the billy goat gruff said, "Oh, please, Mr. Troll, you wouldn't want to eat me. I'm not very big. And there's great big billy goat gruff is coming over right behind me. He's much bigger and much more tasty than I am. You'd much rather have him. And if you eat me, you won't be hungry for him." So the mean old troll says,
"We'll be off with you then."
So he goes, clickety-clack, 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 till he's over on the other side of the bridge. And then he starts eating the nice green grass on the other side. Well, then the troll heard, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. And he said,
"Who's going over my bridge?"
And the great big billy goat gruff said, "It is I, big billy goat gruff." And the troll said,
"I'm coming up to eat you."
And the big billy goat gruff said, "You come ahead." So the old troll climbs out from under the bridge where he lived, and he started after the big billy goat gruff, and the big billy goat gruff put his head down and started to run just as hard as he could, and with his big old horns he just knocked him right over the side of the bridge and into the water and scared the old troll half to death. And he just picked up his belongings and ran away just as fast as he could. He wasn't going to be hit by that old troll again. The next time he might kill him. So he ran away. And the billy goats got to go walk back and forth on that bridge anytime they wanted to. When the grass was gone on one side, one hill, they walked across the bridge and ate it on the other hill. And so did their friends get to use the bridge. And they all lived happily ever after. Okay, how was that story? Did you like that? It was sure fun, wasn't it? Remember how we used to giggle and laugh when we'd tell those stories? And how you would always want to hear the three bears, no matter what other story I told you? Sometimes I told you the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Should we try that now? Okay, here goes. Little Red Riding Hood was another little girl who lived in the woods with her mother and father. And she was called Little Red Riding Hood because her mother made her a pretty little red cape that had a hood on it. And she'd put that up over her head and go walking around. Whenever she went any place, she always wore her Little Red Riding Hood. So people called her Little Red Riding Hood. And one day, her mother called her in from play and said, "You know, your grandmother is very sick on the other side of the woods. She has had to go right to bed. And I have fixed her some nice goodies. I've made her some nice soup and fixed her some cookies and some milk. And I'd like you to take them to her. She'd love to have a visit from you. And this way she wouldn't have to get out of bed to fix her dinner." So Goldilocks said, "Oh, I'd be glad to take it to Grandma Mommy." So her mother put all the things in the basket, and Little Red Riding Hood put the basket over her arm and started dancing, skipping through the woods to Grandma's house. And she found some pretty flowers to pick while she was going, and so she could take some flowers to put in the vase by Grandma's bed. And as she was walking along, there came a big bad wolf up to her. And he wanted to eat her right then and there. But he knew that if she would scream, that there was some woodsmen who were chopping down trees right nearby. And if they heard her scream, then they would come and get him and kill him. So he was trying to figure out how he could eat this tasty little girl. And so he said, where are you going, little girl? And she says, my name is Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm going to visit my grandma who's ill. And my grandmother lives clear on the other side of the woods, and my mother fixed her some things to make her feel better. And the big bad wolf said, well, now just where does she live? Well, she lives in that house just on the other side of the woods. And so the wolf said, well, you better hurry up and go see her. And so she ran off, and the wolf, because he had 4 feet and Little Red Riding Hood only had 2, he could go much faster. And he was very cunning and smart, and he thought of a good idea. He thought, I'll run ahead of her, and I'll just wait at her grandma's house and pretend that I'm her grandma. I'll eat her grandma first, and then I'll pretend like I'm the grandma, and I'll get to eat her, too. Oh, he was a mean wolf, wasn't he? Boy. Anyway, he ran faster than she did, and he knocked on the door. Should we knock on the door again? Knock, knock, knock. And Grandma said, who's there? And he made his voice sound like Little Red Riding Hood. And he says, it's I, Little Red Riding Hood. I've come to bring you some good things because you're sick. And she says, well, come on in. The door is open. So he opened up the door, and the grandma saw that it wasn't Little Red Riding Hood, that it was the big bad wolf. And even though she was sick, she jumped out of bed as fast as she could and locked herself in the closet where he couldn't get her. And then pretty soon, he dressed in grandma's night clothes, and he got into bed and kind of put his head down under the cover so she couldn't see that it wasn't Grandma. And pretty soon he heard a knock, knock, knock at the door. And Little Red Riding Hood said, and he said, who is it? And Little Red Riding Hood said, it is I, Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma. I've come to bring you some things for Mother because you are sick. And the old wolf said, well, open the door and come in. So she opened the door and came in. And she stood down by the foot of the bed. And she thought something just wasn't right. And she looked at him and she said, oh, Grandma, what big eyes you have. And the wolf said, I'm better to see you with, my dear. And then she said, oh, Grandma, what a big voice you have. I'm better to talk to you with, my dear. Oh, Grandmother, what big ears you have. All the better to hear you. Oh, Grandmother, what a big nose you have. All the better to smell you with, my dear. Oh, Grandma, what a big mouth you have. All the better to eat you with, my dear. And the big bad wolf jumps out of bed and starts after, and Little Red Riding Hood started to scream, don't get me, don't eat me. And she screamed just as loud as she could scream. And right at that moment, those woodsmen who had been chopping down the trees were on their way home, and they were passing the grandma's house, heard her screaming, and they ran in the house real fast and grabbed the big bad wolf and pulled him outside and chopped off his head so he couldn't bother any more Little Red Riding Hoods or their grandmothers. And the grandma came out of the closet, and she was so grateful that she hadn't been killed by the big bad wolf and eaten, and that Little Red Riding Hood was all right. And she was so grateful for the nice things that Little Red Riding Hood's mother had sent to her. And so it was a happy ending, wasn't it? Isn't that nice when there's have happy endings? Okay. And he rolled